But I took care of the post office with the exception of when the mail would come in, he would help me to separate the mail and put it up. And I gave out the mail and sent money orders and registered letters and did those kind of things.
Now, we talked about the fact that you've been to Texas. I know you've been to Florida several times.
Yes.
What are the states that you travel to that you remember?
Working with, because I love flowers. It's a garden.
I believe that I've been several different places in Florida, and of course, out west, but that is all. I haven't been in the... I went to Springfield, Illinois. Visited with my sister there for about a week. Had a wonderful trip. And I do like the West, though, I believe, better than I do the North.
Okay. What clubs have you belonged to, and what kind of...
I have been a member.
Okay, let's continue and tell me more of the clubs that you belong to.
One club that I have enjoyed working with because I love flowers is the Garden Club. And I am the only charter member of the Mountain Beautiful Garden Club.
Okay, can you think of any other clubs that you belong to?
The Home Demonstration Club. And I joined the Home Demonstration Club when it was first organized in Grundy County.
Is that all those the clubs now that you can think of? Probably so. We talked about the Ladies Memorial, the Home Demonstration Club, the Methodist Church Society, and the Garden Club.
I believe that that is all.
Okay. Okay, Aunt Madam, now let's talk about your parents. Where was your mother born?
My mother was born in Tracy City.
Okay, and your father?
Tracy City.
Okay, do you know how much education Grandma had? Do you have any idea?
She married young, and she didn't finish school.
Do you think maybe she went through the eighth grade, or?
No, I don't believe she did.
What about Grandpa?
He didn't finish school.
So he would have gone, say, less than the eighth grade?
Yes, I believe so, because he went to work to help support the family when he was young. His father had passed away. He didn't finish school.
Did Granny have an occupation? Did they run a boarding house?
Yes, she did. She, did have a boarding house. It was called the Dykes Hotel at that time. And she always enjoyed keeping extra people.
Okay, and what would you say that Grandpa's occupation was? Did they both run the